On this month's episode, come join us for a visit to South Buffalo and the Buffalo Irish Center. First, we meet up with Chairman Tim Flanagan, who gives us the inside scoop on the rich heritage of South Buffalo and why this is a welcome center for all in Western New York. Next up, we speak with dance mom Hillary Weir and her daughter Mackenzie for an Irish dance lesson. Do you have what it takes to keep up? Find out now on Season 2, Episode 3. I'm your co-host Judd Laurie, along with Bethany Botzenhart and Marnie Serrato, and this is Get Housed 716. The month of March. We're in
already.
Yeah. Yes. We're in the month of St. Patrick's Day, which is what this episode is all about. We're visiting one of the most Irish neighborhoods in the area, South Buffalo. Ladies, how are you today?
Hi.
I'm feeling fine.
Oh my gosh, it feels good to be back in studio.
I know. And it feels like spring.
It has been a very easy winter in Buffalo.
It really has.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Not good for us skiers, but...
I know, but...
For the lodgers.
I'm excited to talk about South Buffalo and the month of March. I feel like we are getting closer to that eclipse that everyone's talking about. I mean,
hotels are sold out in Buffalo.
Hopefully we're not building it up too much.
I think it's going to be a good, weather pending.
Right, because if it's cloudy, can you see it?
Well, it's going to be dark. It's going to be a dark, gray, gloomy cloudy filled day. But, if it's sunny, bring out your glasses, your special glasses.
Yeah, those
found
special glasses.
Everywhere around town.
Do not look into
public libraries, supermarkets. Everyone has them.
We already have a drawer full.
I remember for the last eclipse when I was working with the veterinary hospital, they just pulled out old x-rays. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Except for you could see some bones.
How many bones are in the belly?
You're like, wait, is that the sun my eclipse, or is that bone?
My eclipse is showing a femur.
Count how many puppies this baby's going to have.
My last eclipse was in high school, and I brought a welding mask to school. And I just said that I was going to, I excused myself to go use the bathroom. And I went out into the parking lot and, just got my mask and stared at the sun for 15 minutes. It was great. It's really nice.
Wow.
It was a good eclipse,
too. No surprise, the jet skipped class.
By yourself? I mean, what?
By myself. Everybody's
walking in. What number school was
people,
this?
This is six. Let's say six.
Okay.
Nice even number.
I love Judd's school stories. They are the best. The best. So how have you guys been?
Good. It feels like this year is already flying by.
Yeah.
We were just at your dining room table making our New Year's resolutions.
Right.
And now here we are in March.
I know. It's going fast. 2024. Mm-hmm. But
we
fun.
You. What was your resolution? You were going to write a book?
I'm still working on that.
Nice. What's the book about?
It's going to be a children's book about getting ready to go to camp.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I have a lot of months yet to still complete that. So let's not judge. Let's not be judgy. Okay. I think I also had some other things on there. Right?
You did. We were going to work on organization to like.
Oh, I feel
together,
like
that was like one of our big goals, like getting more organized. We still refer back to that podcast.
And you, last September I feel like, Jane. Are crushing it with that. I mean, I saw your closet. You are doing a really stellar job.
Working really hard on that. Yeah.
Jared, I feel like you're an organized person.
I just actually, reverting back to Jane's suggestions.
Grace.
Giving yourself grace.
Giving yourself grace.
But I have a lot of stuff with the studio, with the office, with the basement, with the other studio and all my equipment. I've actually really made it a priority to get organized also.
Right? And I'm not usually, I mean, I usually have, I just have so much inventory, stuff is everywhere, but I've been very diligent about getting my stuff organized.
Yeah, I don't know if Jane actually realized how much she impacted.
She made a huge impact.
She made a huge impact. Like, I feel like the Pod Squad, like, honestly, if you just, need a phone call with this woman, and she is, like, life-changing.
Right?
She has made a big impact. Mm-hmm. I open up, like, a kitchen drawer, and I'm kind of like, oh, you know what? I can just start here, one drawer at a time. Little things she says, like, are still clicking. And that was when? When was she on? Right.
September.
Yeah.
Back to school.
And here we are in March, still talking about it.
And she's not intrusive and she's not bossy, but she gives you very gentle reminders.
Yes.
You know, it just the reason, the why, and you know, you start doing it, you start doing little things and it makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of, like,
and it makes you feel so much better.
When, right? That's what I was going to say.
So much less frenzy is going on, you know.
Yeah. I do feel,
find your zen,
much calmer when I am surrounded by less stuff.
Are those zebras also making you feel calm? Okay. Tell everybody about the zebras.
All right. So, I started it after we spoke with Caitlin last month. Little renovation project in the bedroom. Did some painting, some wallpaper.
You put up the wallpaper on your own?
I did.
First time or you've done it before?
No, I've done wallpaper before.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're a pro.
I don't think anyone's going to pay me money to put up wallpaper.
So just to be clear, the zebra
but there's zebras.
Is the wallpaper, right?
Yes.
You're going to have to put a little clip up so that people could see it.
Some photos. But
so cool.
Yes. And new dresser. And then just kind of repurposed from the house. Like, I pulled a chair from one room and brought it up, and a really cool trunk from another room and brought it and pulled it all together. I feel I feel good. It's repurposed.
I'm proud of you.
Very calming color. And the bedroom for a long time was not, like, put together. It was very haphazard. And now I feel like it's a little chicer.
Yeah, very chic. So what color did you go with?
It's called Wild Root Green, I think is the name of it.
Well, it's wild, really, like, pretty. The zebras.
Yeah, it's really pretty. It's like a mossy, sagey, sapphire-y. It's a pretty color.
Yeah.
Basically,
I also go by sage.
If you were in 1980, it would be called Hunter Green.
I'm wearing green.
I'm wearing green.
I'm wearing green for St. Patty's Day.
I have green socks on.
I'm sure. I'm sure. And do we have more cameras?
I was going to stop. Actually, I found a great, Irish themed t-shirt in a local store, and I just did not get a chance to get over there and get it. So.
Oh, well, you still have time.
There's always.
Yeah. But 17 more days.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's a lot going on. We're going to talk about South Buffalo. Right?
About South Buffalo.
We are going to meet an Irish step dancer. Is that what they're
called? Adorable Mackenzie.
I cannot wait.
Those red curls.
I'm, like, amazed how these, well, really, girls and women, people and men, I'm sure, of all ages, can move like that. Like, they have the moves. Do you think she'll teach me a step or two?
I hope so. If we get there early for a drink, maybe that will help.
Help me. Loosen us up.
Do a little better with the tapping. Because we know.
Well,
it's dance memory. I mean, it's a lot stiff. Of repetitive. They've been doing it for a long time.
It's like
they start when they're very young and the moves come very natural. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I'm a natural mover and shaker, so it's like river dance, right?
Yeah. I don't know if I could commit to being in a parade every St. Patrick's Day, and I feel like you know where you're going to be when you're an Irish dancer. Mm-hmm. You're going to be in the parade.
So I have a parade story.
Mm. You do?
Yes. So here in Buffalo, I had actually just moved back to Buffalo. Let's say it's 2012. And having grown up in Buffalo and lived away, I moved back to raise my family and was really excited to be back in Buffalo. So my daughter, who was pretty young at the time, joined the Brownies. right?
Of course she did.
And we had a stand right by on the corner of Delaware and Allen or something on the day of the parade. And I dressed up like a Thin Mint. Like a full-on Thin Mint costume.
Did you have a wide, like, and then a thin profile, like you could turn sideways?
Oh, yeah. It was like it went over your head, and it was
the
big.
Whole cookie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was the cookie. Mm-hmm. No one else would put it on. I don't know why.
You should have carved, like, a little bite out and then painted the inside, like, tan.
I think there was a bite out of it. A wafer. I think that there was a bite out of it. So people are selling the boxes, but I'm there to strum up business.
You're the
right?
mascot.
I'm like, yeah,
you're
I'm sure.
Mascot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure.
So the parade starts going by, right? And I get a little overzealous, believe it or not.
And you jump in?
And, well, no, I got swooped. I got swooped in. Like, I went, I stepped too far, and then I was like, couldn't get myself out. So then I'm the Thin Mint in the parade.
They start yelling at you, like, where have you been? We've been waiting for you. You weren't at the starting line.
No, they were, like, big instruments. There was, like, music and, like, the horns. And I was like,
stuck in the middle of all
I was
of
like,
it.
Awkward, you were, like, awkward.
Frogger.
I was like, trying to get out. I was like Frogger.
And then you have to go through like sideways because of your
of your big
I was mint. Knocking people. Yeah. Tali was mortified. She was like, where did my mom go? I was like that walking down with the parade. But the parade is a good time. I have some really fond memories of going to the parade besides that one, which was a little traumatizing. But I do have some really great memories of the parade.
You do? Fun fact, I've never been.
Oh. Oh. Maybe this is the year.
Maybe this is the year.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Too cold?
Either some years it's too cold. So I don't.
It's
I don't
hit or miss
know.
Weather.
I'm not Irish.
Mm. Well, so, neither am I.
No, I know. So, I mean, like, it's never been like a passion
thing.
Of mine
right.
to get to the parade.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, I
used
to go and watch
it. Maybe this is going to be the year.
When I was young.
Right.
Yeah. And they had all those tchotchkes they would throw out.
Our
right?
mother didn't like, have tickets to the parade.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little bit like Mardi Gras, really. Like they throw beads and
I used to work it when I was working on Chippewa. You know, it was like the one daytime event that we would have. And I think it was at Soho at the time. And I remember this one year, it was just gorgeous. It was 55 degrees, 60 degrees, and it was just the day. If I was going to have a first-time experience at the parade, that was the time to have it. It was great. The street was closed off and, you know, a lot of stuff was going on. So, you know, anybody around Buffalo, if you have not been to the parade, definitely take a moment to get down there. A lot of fun.
For sure. Yeah. Yes.
This is, well,
maybe we'll be on a float.
Maybe we could be on a float. This year for St. Patrick's Day, I think we're going to Riverworks, right? To watch Sue with roller derby.
Oh, right.
One of our pickleball partners, Sue, is roller derby. And they're skating at Riverworks.
I used to film roller derby, and those girls are pretty fierce.
Judd does a good voiceover.
Oh yeah,
roller derby for sure.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. As long as I don't have to get on the skates, I'm fine. No, cheer on the side.
We're real good cheerleaders.
Yeah, and I don't have to put on a Thin Mint outfit again. That's all good. All good. But there's a lot of other events happening, right? Mm-hmm. There's the Shamrock Run and the St. Paddy's Day Run. Mm-hmm. So if you are a runner out there, even if you're not a runner, honestly, like you dress up, if I can put on a green wig and run and have, you know, some refreshments afterwards, it's always a good time. One is an 8K and one's a 5K. So doable.
Yeah. It's a good change of, you know, seasons also. You know, it's winter time is kind of ending, going into spring and it's just a good time to get outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although I've done one of those like Shamrock Runs and it was really snowing.
Yeah. You finished like with one of those environmental blankets, the silver, like you were coming off the NASA, like the Apollo 13 mission.
They wrap you up like I just ran like a triathlon.
Gold foil.
Yeah. Like, are you okay?
I saw somebody in Target with a blanket on the other day.
Just walking around?
Just walking around Target with their blanket. Like they took it from their couch and just...
Who needs a sweater? I got
Do they have
blanket.
Slippers on too? Or what?
Yes.
What yeah.
All right. Full on pajamas with slippers. But her blanket. And she was not...
Were they pushing a cart?
Closer to her, I thought, you know, maybe it was like a teenager because you know, we see our daughters in pajamas so much. But no, she was probably, I'm going to say 40s, 50s.
Wow. Oh, she was just comfortable.
With her husband.
Yeah.
What was he wearing?
Regular street clothes.
It would be.
He was like,
it would be great if they were actually sharing the blanket.
Like a big
one head over a shovel, you know, shoulder, and the other head over a shoulder, and they each had like a potato sack race.
Those are fun.
It was,
I love a good potato sack.
Mm-hmm. Odd to see a grown adult in pajamas with a blanket.
You could have fit a nice thin mint costume over them. They would have been a little wider.
I look like a thin mint today.
Then they would have been narrow.
Is it still Girl Scout cookie season? I don't remember what the cutoff date is.
Oh, I need to get my boxes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are your girls Girl Scouts?
No. But right now they're skaters.
Oh.
They're skaters. They just started ice skating.
Oh, ice skating.
Ice skating, yeah. Yeah, it's a big family thing now.
And you actually, skate as well? Do you play hockey?
I'm like the father duck. And all the little ducks follow me out on the ice. Right?
Cute.
So I go around and so it started off with a PTA event, which, you know, all the students and the parents went out on the ice. And then, you know, we had so much fun that I went on and I bought some skates for everybody. And then that started out with all of their friends being interested. You know, so like, oh, we need the links for the skates. We need the links for the cones and all this stuff. So now it's the group has grown. And
you're like the only
the
adult.
Duck. Yeah.
You're the only. So all of the parents are basically like,
the moms are like, we're going to add to the bar.
I'm the one willing to go out there. And yeah, so.
Judd's got the girls.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's amazing.
It's a good time. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Couple hours. Gives me a little exercise. Gets me back.
Yeah.
And I grew up skating. I mean, I grew up on the ice since I was probably four, you know, YMCA. There was actually a rink right next to my preschool, and I would go out. And then for years, I mean, everybody back in the 80s was into roller skating.
Sure.
So this is just like, it's very natural to get back out there. And you can take X amount of years off and just get back out there, and it feels pretty good.
So yeah.
It's fun.
And then when it's not skating weather, you can put on those roller skates.
Yeah.
The roller blades.
Yeah, might do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We went to high school, elementary school, because she moved with an Olympic skater, Hillary Olney.
Yes, remember I remember her? That.
She was an Olympic figure skater. Yep. Grew up in Orchard Park.
Mm-hmm.
Where does she live now?
I don't know. I'm friends with her on social media, but I'm not sure where she lives.
Okay.
But she still is involved with skating. Amazing skater.
That's a sport that requires a lot of dedication.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. You know, a lot of early mornings, the equipment is expensive for it. You know, it's very taxing on the parents, you know, the family involved. And, yeah, I mean, you know.
I just have the Dorothy Hamill haircut, so.
She likes to dress the part.
The Dutch boy Bob.
I didn't need to be a skater. You just thought I was with my Dorothy Hamill haircut.
And your outfit.
Yeah. She came in with a tutu on.
She'd be like,
in tights.
Hey, and she would like have the skates over her shoulder.
Oh,
and
then just get like, off
oh,
the ice.
Oh, I forgot something. You guys start without me. I'll be back.
Never an actual skater.
Yeah.
Just looked like fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
oh my gosh.
All right. So let's talk about South Buffalo.
South Buffalo. Mm-hmm. So
let's talk about the housing.
37,000 is the population in South Buffalo.
That's how many people approximately
nice
live there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And here, for anyone who's single, it's pretty much split male-female 50-50 ratio. Mm. So if you're a single guy, if you're a single girl, you got a good shot. There's some even numbers there.
You know, I wonder how that compares with the other neighborhoods. We've never done that, like, gender split before.
I don't know how accurate this is. So say 50-50 in the United States of America, too. Now, I don't know if that's true or not.
And there's a lot of gender fluid pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I don't
mm-hmm.
know how, when they're capturing the data, what
yeah,
that
sure.
looks like.
Sure.
But still, yeah. I mean,
got
hey, you got a shot.
If you're
so
single.
You're saying there's a chance.
And Mercy Hospital is over there. So
oh, yeah. There's a lot of recreation.
Got some doctors. The
Casanova Golf Course.
Beautiful. Yeah. Also, you know, here's the thing. about 60-40 as far as 60% of people own their homes in South Buffalo, 40% renters. So if you're an investor in real estate, it's a great place to invest. There's a lot of doubles over there.
I've worked with some investors and they were, their target neighborhoods were South Buffalo because the rent population is higher than in other areas. And it's so easy to get to Buffalo. It like time-wise.
Really?
You're right there.
And it's very affordable, right? Like the, to what's the
average housing is about $207,000. For a house. So it's an affordable starting price. You can make money back if you're an investor. It's a place where you can rent out one half, live in the other half.
Yeah.
You could rent out both halves. I mean, it's a good place to get a start.
Yeah. Yeah. There's it's great.
And there's a lot of jobs over there too. I mean, Tesla's over there. In South Buffalo, they're just they built that new film studio that they're working on over there.
Oh, do they need extras?
I hope so.
I still haven't gotten a call from Hallmark. I'm just saying, I am still waiting for Hallmark to come knock on my door.
TikTok. Maybe now that the writer's strike is over, they'll reach out. They probably just didn't have as
I mean, let's hope so. Options. It's getting a little embarrassing.
They're just waiting for the right moment for you.
Right.
So nice. So nice.
So a lot of growth over there.
Yeah.
Some great businesses over there.
Yeah, they have that beautiful event space.
Shays Seneca. Yep.
Yeah.
Gorgeous event space, place for weddings, and that's all been redone. Beautiful.
Right. The botanical gardens.
The basilica.
Mm-hmm.
How many angels are in the basilica? I don't think anyone's ever counted.
Well, I think there's a prize if anyone goes and counts the angels and come back and tells Get House 716 how many angels there are, you can be our next guest.
Okay.
That's exciting.
Oh.
That would be fun.
Yes. Okay.
And good restaurants over there.
Tift Farm.
Oh, Tift Farm.
It's close to the waterfront.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I've been there a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff.
Good restaurants.
Yeah, Mulberries. Ice
cream. Mulberries is over there.
Sure.
Cookies and Cream, ice cream shop. They've got some good, like, oh my gosh, stackable ice cream sundaes that look
amazing.
Those and there's
saucers.
And another one of those on Elmwood, too. Cookies and Cream. Two locations
Okay.
That.
So it used to be the Elmwood Soda Bar
where
Cookies and Cream is now.
I used to go there. I love that. I was just thinking about the other day, just the little set of steps that went up to the second level in the back.
Yes.
Oh,
so do
great.
I look familiar? Because I used to work there.
No.
Did you know me? It was my first job.
That's great to know. Yeah, because I was thinking about that and I couldn't remember the name of the business.
Yeah.
And I was just telling Anna and Piper the other day, I was like, man, you know, there used to be this really great ice cream shop. I used to go there if we ever saw a show like Kleinhans or Shays. You know, grandma and grandpa would take us out, you know, for ice cream afterwards. And I just remember that so clearly. And then I went years later, I think we went out after like charity ball and we went there for dessert. And I was like, I remember being here when I was a kid.
You must have had a different childhood than I did.
Yeah. You don't remember that?
Not at all.
No. Oh, I loved it. It was so special. It was such an amazing place. I told the girls, I said there were two memorable places for dessert that we went back in the day. And one of them was Antoinette's on the Hill.
Oh, Antoinette's, I remember.
Oh, yeah. Everyone
because you'd walk in and number one, it was all pink neon. And it just smelled like just
chocolate,
peppermint ice cream and you know, just chocolate. And then the other place was Elmwood Soda Shop.
Yeah. So
you worked there.
I worked there. I learned how to make
Was that your first job?
My very first job.
Wow.
Oh, no. No. I'll save that story for another time. I did have a job before that at the Parks. Mm-hmm. That's a whole other story. But the Elmwood Soda Bar, first of all, you would have no idea how much strength you need to really scoop out the ice cream.
You walk out of there with some tendonitis like, in your elbow.
I mean, I had guns. So I actually started off as a waitress there because they had a brunch. They serve food.
Uh-huh.
But we realized very quickly, maybe you've seen Phoebe from Friends. Wasn't my strength. just wasn't. So they put me behind the soda bar and I would make the ice cream. Yeah, I was a scooper, except for they made these like crazy sundaes and they had the recipes up so that you would follow it. Mm-hmm. I learned how to make like cats and mice and all these kid, with the little Oreo ears and the licorice whiskers. And it was fun.
That
so
sounds
fun.
Like a fun job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. You're the ice cream scooper at the next party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I worked at the aquarium in Niagara Falls. That was my first job. I was a dolphin trainer. Intern.
I mean, they give that job to anyone? Like a dolphin trainer? That seems like it's like
I was an intern.
Dangerous. High
I
risk.
I was an intern. Yes.
Dolphins are very nice.
Lots of bacteria.
Very nice.
Scoop ice cream where she's like, free willing.
And I was like, yeah. If you focus your attention to the middle of the tank, let me introduce you to our three friends, Splash, Misty, and Rainbow.
And when they saw you coming, were they like, ar.
Yes. As long as you had a mackerel in your hand.
Just to be clear, that's what a seal that does.
That would be the seal. The and dolphin's friend, the seal.
A difference between a seal and a sea lion. But yeah, dolphins don't really make that noise.
Yeah. What do they do?
They make like a clicking, like a crrr. Like it's, and it actually counts.
Yeah.
Not from their mouth, but from their blowhole.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
Fascinating.
That sounds blowhole. That sounds dirty.
716 is not just about.
Sounds like a pirate.
Real estate. We can educate you on all things.
Yeah.
All
my first job, I was a DJ.
That's right.
Oh, that
I used to do school dances.
Fits.
I mean,
that fits.
Yeah. I mean, talk about Irish dancing.
Right? You know,
this is where I come from. Lots of wires. I still do it every day. My day job is with wires. My night job is with wires. That's it.
Yeah. And are you a dancer?
No. That's why I DJ.
Yeah.
I stand behind the table, not in front of the table.
He could just do that.
Oh, wiggy wiggy. Yeah.
I do the one, you know, the one earpiece.
Yeah, we're really,
I'm looking forward to that dance session. Yeah, I can't wait to get over there.
With Mackenzie.
Yeah,
and like South Buffalo, Irish
South Buffalo.
Center.
It's a tight community.
Yeah, it is.
It is super tight. Mm-hmm. They look out for each other. And you know what? They get a lot of snow, and they are the city of good neighbors. Mm-hmm. They pull together. They are always like looking out for one another.
Yeah.
And South
Jimmy
Buffalo.
Griffin, one it's of amazing.
Jimmy Griffin.
Buffalo's
best
most famous
of all time.
Mayors. Yeah, absolutely. South Buffalo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Save them with fun. A six pack.
That'll Grab be a nice tour. That'll be a nice tour.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Nice dancing. So I will see you guys over there.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Well, we can't wait.
Here we are, the Buffalo Irish Center.
With Tim Flanagan. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We're so excited.
I know.
So
this place is cool. Yeah.
So pretty here.
Yes.
So we're in the back room.
Clatter room, yeah.
Oh, clatter room.
Yeah, the clatter room, yeah.
Okay, all right. And can people rent this event space as
well? Yeah, so we have two rooms. We have the clatter room, and then next door is the Emerald Room. That's our bigger room. Both are available for rent. Anyone. You don't have to be a member of the Irish Center.
So you can just...
Yep. Do you have to be Irish?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all. We welcome great. Everybody. Great. Our pub and restaurants open Tuesday through Saturday to the general public. So just like you would go anywhere else, you can come here. Have an amazing dinner. We have great fish fries, and we have them every Friday, not just during Lent. And we probably do have the best chicken wings in town. We really do.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe we're going to try those chicken wings.
And the fish fry.
Yeah.
All of
them. Definitely.
All the things.
All the things.
Now, so it's funny because especially during the month of March, I really embrace the fact that maybe I'm not Irish, but I feel it. Like in my soul, right? And so, and I love that. Friendly, everyone's welcome. You know, I always go to the parade.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the great things about Buffalo. Like we have so many festivals and so many cultural festivals. You have St. Patrick's Day going on, you have Dingus Day, you have the Italian festival, and you don't have to be any of those nationalities to partake and to enjoy it. And certainly in the month of March, everybody seems to be Irish, and we certainly appreciate that and hope they come down and visit us.
Right. Yeah. So it's kind of like when you work in retail, December is very busy in the mall. I can imagine that Irish month of March is very busy for you too, right?
It started off this month in February with our Guinness Toast. So we did that on February 16th.
Okay.
And then that kind of rolls into our High Holy Days, as we call them. And so for the entire month of March, we have a lot going on here at the Irish Festival, or at the Irish Center, pardon me. And, you know, we just want everybody to come down and enjoy it.
Right. So what's the most popular event?
Yeah, what should we come to?
All of them.
Okay, tell us. Okay. What's happening? All right,
we're clearing our schedule. Yeah,
you missed the Guinness Toast. That's a great one. That's a good way to kick it off. On March 12th, we actually have the Druids in concert here. They're from Ireland. Okay. So they're going to be performing here at 7 o'clock in our big room. So
you love live music.
Yeah. Oh, we do.
You can get tickets at the door for $25. You can get them on Eventbrite as well for $20 in advance. And then that kind of leads into the big weekend. So the 15th, 16th, and of course the 17th, we have music going on all weekend. We have the Irish dancers. We have food. It's a giant party. So if you want to come down, that's when we really put our best foot forward. You should come down and experience the Irish culture and experience the Irish Center for yourself.
Okay. So I have never been to a parade.
Oh,
I mean, I've been to parades, but not the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yeah, so the downtown Delaware parade, I believe that's like the second longest continuous parade out there going on right now. So we're very proud of that in Buffalo. The United Irish American Association puts that on, and they're one of the many organizations that operate here at the Buffalo Irish Center.
Are you in the parade?
I'm going to be marching with the Buffalo Fenians, and that's our local Irish sports club. So they do Gaelic football and hurling for men and women. And so those are two of Ireland's national pastimes, and so I'll be marching with that group.
Cool.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, and so that's going to fall on St. Patrick's Day this year. It doesn't always happen that the parade is on St. Patrick's Day, so I think everyone's going to, if the weather cooperates, I think everyone's really going to be out there and showing their full Irish on.
Awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
And so even though this is your big month, you're open all year round. Tell us about your role at the Irish Center. You kind of grew up here, right?
I did, so I spent most of my life here. And pretty much so since I was 2 months old that I've been in this building. And it's great to see the generations coming through. My grandparents were founding members. My niece dances here now. She's 11 years old. She dances for Rink Natirna. So we're keeping that legacy going. I'm chairman here of the board of directors. And so my job is to help keep this place running and functioning. I have a wonderful board of 13 members. And then we have a great big membership as well that keeps this place going. There's about a dozen Irish clubs that run out of here. And, you know, outside of St. Patrick's Day in the great month of March,
right?
Yes, we're open Tuesday through Saturday. Come down for dinner, come down for different events. We have concerts going on throughout the year. In the summertime, we do an outdoor concert series on Thursdays in July and August.
So
it's not Irish music, it's just kind of whatever is going on out there, whatever good bands are out there, we try and bring them in.
Oh, I love that.
And we call it Thursday Under the Tents. It's free. So you come down, enjoy the food, enjoy the drink, enjoy the great music, and great weather in Buffalo. Yeah.
Right?
I have a question for you. How do you feel about folks that are serving like green bagels and green beer and things like that?
So
St. Patty's.
So we call those plastic patties.
Okay.
Those are the wannabe Irish. Yeah, you won't find green bagels here, green beer. It's not Irish. Guinness is Irish.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Good Irish whiskey.
Guinness behind the bar there.
Yes. Good Irish whiskey. That's Irish.
Yes. Let's not be plastic patties, people.
No way.
We appreciate people wanting to be Irish.
McDonald's has that, milkshake.
The mint milkshake.
Yeah.
We try to avoid
it. I'm not mad at that.
I mean, I don't hate it.
Yeah. But we do try to avoid that stuff. We go with more authentic Irish culture. And try and educate everyone about it. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, all right. And do you partner with other businesses in the community? I mean, South Buffalo as a whole has a rich Irish history as well.
Yeah, definitely. So during the holidays, we get in with the Small Business Association here. They did some of their events, their Christmas shopping events they held here, and then we were part of that neighborhood kind of crawl around to the different local businesses and shop South Buffalo, shop local. So we try and support that as best we can.
Nice. I know I saw the Terra Shop is right across the street.
Yeah. So our one of our former chairpersons, Mary Hennigan, who passed away a couple years ago, longtime board member, longtime advocate for the Buffalo Irish Center, that was her store. Her son Thomas runs it now. And so that's a big part of our community, certainly. You want your Irish goods and wares, go across, see Thomas, and tell him you came from the Irish Center.
Yeah.
South Buffalo is a very tight community.
Yeah. So. And one of the things we want people to understand, though, this is not the South Buffalo Irish Center, right? So this is for all of Western New York. Mm-hmm. I'm from Hamburg, so most of our members actually are not from South Buffalo. So it's very important that people understand you don't have to be from South Buffalo to come here. This is for the entire Western New York community.
Nice. Yeah. I know the dancers upstairs come from
everywhere. They're very impressive. Have you seen them dance?
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you tried dancing?
No.
Do you want to try?
No, not at all. No, I think my niece would be very angry with me if I tried to dance. We leave that to her. She dances with Rink Natirna upstairs. I go to a lot of her feshes and events and try and support her as best I can. And the dancers here are phenomenal. They really are.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by. And
You're
we hope
welcome.
To see you here for fish fry or some chicken wings.
We're going to head out to the bar and try them for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
For
sure.
Perfect.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks,
Thank you.
Wow. I have never been so close to a dance mom before.
Oh, it's a joy. Hi.
This is really exciting.
I know. We get to see the whole setup.
Yeah, behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we are with Mackenzie Weir.
Weir.
Okay. We want to make sure that we get it right because this could be your big break, right? You could get discovered.
I was actually thinking about the same thing when my mom told me.
Yes.
Right.
Good.
Right.
Good. Everyone's watching Get Housed. So you're going to get discovered. And how long have you been dancing for?
About 4.5 years.
Yeah. And you come with a lot of baggage.
It's a lot of things. A lot of things.
A lot of pressure to be a dance mom.
Yes. So right now I'm just trying to prep her hair to put the wig on. Which matches her hair color. So the girls dance in different types of wigs, depending.
Right. So these are not your natural curls.
No, but they are my natural hair color.
Your natural hair color.
Got it.
All right.
Got it. So if I was to get a wig, it would not be that color.
No,
could it be?
Some schools have all of the same color. Mm. We do not do that.
Okay.
But some schools do.
All right. I might have to have several, depending on how I'm feeling.
Yes. Well, in the solo dresses, girls wear a bun wig. They don't wear this wig. And there's different lengths of wig as well. So she will eventually have a larger wig.
Whoa, I'm jealous.
There is. Yeah.
So wait, what do you do with the old wig? Do you hand it down or could we be eligible for?
Maybe you could be eligible.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And the big thing is to make sure that the wig doesn't fall off. So it has to be secure.
All right. With those little cute curly.
Yes. How did you learn how to do this?
Some wonderful veteran dance moms taught those of us that did not know how to do it. During a class, yes. Before we've done competitions, when the girls, they have to earn their wigs at R&T. So once they earned their dress and their wigs, then we learned how to put them on.
So, you know, apologies that I'm not aware, but do dancers pass a certain level and then they sort of graduate and then they get to that?
Yes. So it's based upon what they do is they go to competitions to be able to move up and they actually have to win first place in each of their dances to be able to move up. So
that's in my level.
That's in your level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm on the third level. There's beginner, advanced beginner, novice, prize winner, prelim, and open champ.
So you're pretty high up there.
Yeah, I'm almost in, I'm hoping I'm going to move up to prize winner this year. I just have to get a first in every single one of my dances.
And you
pressure. No pressure.
Yeah.
Got this.
I believe in you.
And that's when they get a custom sparkly dress. This dress that is on the table is their school dress. So all of the girls wear their school dress and then
beautiful.
They get their individual solo dress when they get to prize winner.
Oh.
And did you dance yourself, Hillary?
I never did. No.
Oh.
So how did you start dancing?
My family is Irish from my dad's side. And one day we were just going to Derry and I saw these Irish dancers and I immediately knew that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah. Yeah. You fell in love right away. And you said, we will never take another vacation in March again. We are going to be here dancing in competitions, right?
Yeah.
Your hair looks amazing, by the way.
Thank you. So good.
I mean,
I could use one of those.
I might want to borrow that.
Yes. And the competitions, you want to tell them what they're called?
Oh, they're called fesh. Like a fesh.
A fesh.
A fesh.
Okay.
Fashiana
is the real word for it, which means festival. Oh, we learned that.
Oh. Okay. And are you going to be in the parade?
Yes, I am.
Dancing?
Yeah, there's many parades that a bunch of the R&T girls go to. Can't remember which one I'm going to, though.
That's
but one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Well, we'll look for you with those red curls.
So you'll be dancing at the parade or you'll be on a float?
The kids who made it to World Championships with the best Irish dancers in the world there will be on a float as long as some of the, like, the younger beginners, because we're walking for like 2 hours.
Got it.
A lot of walking.
Okay.
A lot of walking. Okay. Oh, I hear some it sounds like bagpipes.
Bagpipes are happening right now.
I'm not sure.
This is exciting.
Wow. Maybe there's more going on.
I love that
here.
I love the Irish Center. Oh my gosh. Telling you.
And so you're wearing like a little a zip up, and you've also got over here, like, there's so much stuff on this table. I mean, Gucci ain't got nothing on the Irish Center. I'm just saying, when you're walking in with this saddlebag,
right? That is, and it's,
and this carries your dress, right? And so then you put this on when you're doing like all of your makeup and everything, right?
Yeah, but since I'm competing under 11 this year, you're not allowed to wear like a lot of makeup till you get your prize winning dress, the all sparkly dress.
I gotta say, sometimes it looks silly with all that makeup, so don't feel bad.
Oh my gosh, look at those earrings.
It's okay.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with what's happening right now. Everyone wears the same earrings?
For the team, for this dress, yes. And then you will get ones that match your solo dress as well.
So you've got this bag, this carries your dress, and then this carries all the extra flair.
Yes.
I thought it was like a speaker at first.
She did.
It's called a zuka.
It's called a zuka.
Yes. Many dance competitions, you will see a bunch of people with a zuka, different patterns, but this is like the Irish dancing pattern they have.
So does your whole team have the same zuka?
No, you have to purchase it yourself. It's not like a team thing. It's just something you put all your dance stuff in instead of just bringing a bunch of bags.
Got it.
And zuka.
Is there like drama in the dance mom world? Like, do you sit up
the TV show?
Is it like the TV shows where you sit up and everybody fights over who's the top of the pyramid?
No, our group is super supportive. The girls compete against each other, but we have such a fantastic group. So we travel all over. They dance in, this is our kickoff to our wonderful season of March. So we are together a lot for all of the dance shows, but the girls are super supportive of one another, even when they're competing individually against each other. We have an amazing group.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where's the furthest you ever had to travel for a competition?
I'm not sure, Mom.
We went to Philadelphia, Hershey. We were going to the Poconos.
So, did you like the chocolate?
Yeah, it's my second time going there because of COVID. I couldn't go.
Uh-huh.
And then last year I broke my foot.
Dancing? Did you break it dancing?
No, I actually broke it a couple of weeks after surgery or something.
Oh,
okay. Yikes. And you're like a multi-sport athlete, so you don't just dance. You do other things too, right?
Yeah, I do soccer and basketball.
Busy mama over there.
Look at you.
She's coaches for both of those.
And she's coaching.
And you're the coach?
Yeah, assistant coach for both of them. Yeah.
Wow. Well, very impressive. I cannot wait to see your moves and to learn some of the moves. We're ready.
All right, let's get that dress on.
All right, perfect.
Oh, Okay, so Mackenzie's going to teach us a couple of dance moves. We're going to try and keep up. I mean, you look really professional, so I don't know if we're going to be able to be nearly as good as you.
You've been I'm going to fall off the stage.
A lot longer. I'm going to be out of breath. I went to the gym this morning, so I already have some muscles that hurt. I don't know if I'm going to be able to. We'll see.
Okay, so.
You start with your left foot turned out. Then appear right foot in front of it and turn out the opposite way.
Oh, man.
Okay. This is a tough balancing.
I want to say it out loud that I've never been a dancer, dancer.
We call this heel to toe, and it's your starting position. So then the music will play, and you count to seven. When you get to seven, you point your toe, and you zip up on eight.
Like high toe?
So you zip up, you stay in this position, you just go on your toes.
Hold on.
It might be hard with boots. Okay, you don't have to go. Can just be flat footed if you want.
Okay. Oh, thank you for that.
So you go knee.
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 Hop back.
Wait. Tell me the knee again.
Whoa.
Knee.
Knee.
Hop back.
Hop back.
What's knee. The hop back? Do the hop back
knee.
Again. I missed that. I was falling over. Oh, boy. I'm going to go over here just a little further. I don't want to fall into you before your big month.
Knee, hop, back. Knee, hop, back.
Okay. Let's try that again.
Okay.
Okay. So, knee, hop, back. Knee, hop, back.
Mash in the front.
Mash. Mash the potato. We're good at that.
That's literally what my teacher calls it.
Same.
Mash in the front.
Mash in the front.
Mash in the back.
Mash in the back.
Out.
Out.
Hop back. Back to 3-4. And you do the whole thing over on your left foot.
Okay. And our arms, I notice your arms are very straight.
Yeah, what do I do with my arms?
What is this called? So, because this dress is like longer wrist-wise, your eyes kind of hide, but since you don't have it, you put your arms behind your back.
I don't have it. You're right there.
When your arms are in the back, behind you, you don't want to be like holding your hands or blah, blah, blah. So this is called babies in bed. You put your thumbs in and tuck them to bed with a blanket. Then you put them in the room.
Babies in bed.
Babies in bed. Mash. Babies in bed.
Wait, what?
All right. Okay. Let's move up because I don't want to hit that wall. I feel like I'm really close to that wall. Okay.
We're going
to
do it a little faster. And you can do it flat-footed, but I'm doing it on my toes. Ready?
I was going to suggest you want to, maybe if she stands a little bit in front of us,
then we can watch her. Yes, then we can look along.
Okay.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Knee, hop back. Hop back to 3-4. Knee, hop back. Hop back to 3-4. Mash in the front. Mash in the back. Out, hop back, hop back to 3-4.
Does that, no, not part of it?
No, but you got in trouble.
All right, okay.
You got in trouble.
My babies are still in bed. My babies are in bed.
Yes, sleeping.
You did do something in Irish dancing.
I did? Yeah. What did I do?
So, not in these shoes, these are gillies, but in hard shoes, which is like a tap shoe, you do 1, 2, 3.
I knew I was an Irish dancer.
That's what you did. You did trouble to the side.
I knew I was a dancer.
I love it. You're amazing. You're very talented.
I'm not sure that we're going to be dancing on stage with you, but maybe we can just come and cheer you on. Would that be okay?
Yes. Yeah, and when you're ready to move on to your next wig, may I please borrow that?
Maybe.
It looks amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you can have a newer wig when I'm done with that.
Oh,
you're a giver.
That would be great. So I think that we are really rooting for you to get your sparkle dress, too, this season. Yeah. This is going to be the season, right?
Yep.
Babies in bed.
Babies in bed. We're rooting for you.
Thank you, Mackenzie.
You're amazing. Have a great dance season.
Thank you. Works.
So that was an absolutely incredible dance lesson that you both had. Neither of you injured yourselves. You kept up.
No, I'm going to keep close. My day job, though.
Yeah. For sure. We came close. But, you know, I give them a lot of credit. It's hard work. It is a workout exercise.
Mm-hmm. It is a workout.
Oh, my gosh.
For sure. Those girls are
It's a lot of movement.
Fit.
Yeah.
A lot of fit.
Mm-hmm. And the wigs.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and I like that she has red hair underneath her little red wig. Like, her real hair color is red.
Well, sure, you want to match.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's adorable.
Neat.
Yeah. Yeah. But I wonder if you could request a different color. Like, hey, I've always wanted to be a brunette.
Oh.
Yes.
You know, can I go dark today? Yeah.
Some troops wear all the same color.
Oh.
And some troops mix it up.
Oh.
Hillary told me.
Okay. Okay. I was like, wow, someone's really done some research.
Like, I've Googled wigs in the past.
They're heavy. They're heavy. You need to have strong neck muscles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a lot of dedication.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know where you're going to be the whole season.
And I mean, they are tight, mm-hmm. right? Like, they mm-hmm. spend a lot of time together. It's a team.
The mm-hmm. synchronicity between everybody is just, it's always inspiring. It's always mm-hmm. incredible just to see that people are just that tight, just together. The movements are so crisp.
Yes.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're
making me want to get up and dance, Jen.
I know.
I feel like I just want to do a jig. Have you, and the show Once is coming to 710, the old studio arena.
Uh-huh.
What's that
about?
Have you heard about Once?
No. Mamma Mia. It's all I've been hearing about from you.
Once is amazing music, and the band is right up on stage with them. And I'm not going to tell you the whole story of it because I can't really remember it, but that's the beauty of seeing it again. It's like I'm seeing it for the first time. It's like 50 first dates. I'm always like, wake up, like, huh? Who are you? I was very excited to see that it's coming back. I love the music, and there's a lot of like Irish jig dancing. Nice. It takes place in Ireland, I believe.
Very cool.
Oh, okay.
Or Scotland.
Okay. Mixed up. We saw, my friend Elizabeth and I saw Six in Toronto. Which was really good too.
Yeah, about the wives.
The wives in England, Henry the Eighth's wives. Mm. That was fantastic.
It's a very empowering show, right?
A lot of singing in that. I mean, that's a good gig. No,
it's a big her story.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great one. And we know Mamma Mia's coming.
Oh, forget about it. I'm telling you, when Mamma Mia comes, I'm afraid for the people sitting next to me. I'm coming full on in outfit, ready to sing the entire show.
Nice. Very good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, this was a really great time.
So much fun. I loved catching up with everybody and just kind of hanging and swapping some stories. It's been a while since we did that.
Yeah. So we'll see you next month and a whole new episode. Oh,
so next month we are having Stillwater Farm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are near and dear to our hearts. So can't wait to catch up with them and see how the rebuilding is going and what's going on and focus on our local farmers for the next episode.
Right. And we just attended that amazing fundraiser for them at Oliver's. It's delicious. And it's
shout out.
It's really mind blowing. And I feel so good about living here in Western New York when we can support our local business that is going through a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. I'm excited to see Stillwater Farm and to talk to them. They're amazing. Great.
All right, ladies.
All right, till next time. Stay cool, Pod Squad.